Drive with Rob and Roz. Weekdays, 4 to 7, Jacaranda FM.
It is Monday. It's just after 10 past 5. It's Monday mailbag time. Every week we go through the emails that land in our inbox, drive@jacarandafm.com. Every week there are a bunch of people asking questions and needing some advice. Vandag's email comes from Adele.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to hear it?
Okay.
Hi, Rob and Roz. I was at a wedding a couple of weeks ago and was having a great night with this guy I know. At the end of the night, he says we can't make out because I'm best friends with his sister and it's against the code. I know my friend is fine with it, but he insists he can't go against that code. What the hell? Love the show, Adele. Zvaka Jeffrey. It is a weird code thing, you know?
Yeah.
Like, your best mates. Bro, don't date my sister. Can't look at my sister. You know what I mean? It's such an obvious, like, thing.
Yeah, you would think.
But now, I mean, if everyone's a grown-up and you're at a wedding and you're having a good time, a little sticky on the side.
You see, the thing about that kind of thing is that, like, if you're going to go that route, you must make sure that it's serious.
You know what I mean? I suppose.
I think for me, that would be the code, because it's not like you can just hook up with someone's sister and then let it be just only when we see each other or only when there's a bride at your house kind of vibe. Because that's a little bit disrespectful.
It is awkward.
You know, but then if it turns into something serious, then it makes sense.
Henry says she wanted him. Feeling wasn't mutual. That's what I was wondering as well.
Mm.
Like, is the code a real thing or is it just a very convenient excuse because you don't want to? Like, Adele, maybe he just wasn't that into you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because it's definitely an option.
Like, you were good to chat to, but, like, not take it further.
Because, I mean, there are people listening to this right now, for sure, who have ended up marrying, you know?
Said friend's sister.
Said friend's sister or said friend's brother. You know, it's absolutely happened, and now you and your absolute bestie from when you were kids are in-laws. Like, this stuff happens. It does.
Yeah.
So the code isn't, like, one size fits all forever and ever. But this bra sounds like he just wasn't keen. A couple more tequilas would have done the trick. Melissa says, Adele, he's just not that into you, girl.
Sure.
Is that what it is? Is that Adele's takeaway today? 0848500942. Or do you believe in the code? Are the siblings of your best friends just absolutely off limits forever and nothing can be done about it?
Or when has it happened and then gone wrong kind of thing? You know, when has it spoiled a friendship or anything like that?
I don't know. What do you think? Is the code a real thing? 0848500942. I think on the majority, we're saying Adele's just not that into you, but drop us a line. I love it when the music and what we're talking about lines up perfectly. Because girls just want to have fun, man.
Mm-hmm.
Cindy's preaching here. And that was Adele's email for the Monday mailbag today. Hi, guys. I was at a wedding. I was having a great night with a guy I know. At the end of the night, he says we can't make out because I'm best friends with his sister and it's against the code. So Adele missed out on a little wedding action.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? When he always said, yeah, yes, best friend met my sissy ons kanie. And I think the consensus is at the moment, he's just not that into you.
Adele, sorry to say, I think you were really into him, but he wasn't that into you. So use that code as the excuse.
Yeah, a lot of people saying that at the moment. Because not many people agree that the code was real. Jean-Pierre was one of the only.
Hi guys, JP here. The code is definitely a real thing. I think it's more for guys, though. Don't date my sister kind of thing. But the way this sounds, he was just not that into it.
Oh,
there we go again. Okay. But JP says it's a real thing. Do you remember back in high school and varsity and stuff? Was that ever a thing you encountered?
Well, yeah, I think it's definitely a thing of like a don't date my sister thing, but I didn't have it because obviously my siblings are a lot older, so I was the only one left in high school. But there was definitely a, you know, if you're going to date my sister, it must be a serious kind of thing. It can't be just like a sort of a, you know, a hit and run because you can't, you know, you can't sort of disrespect my family name like
exactly.
That. Yeah.
You're going to take my sister out for drinks. You better be serious, buddy. We better be brother-in-laws on the golf course. Otherwise, there'll be trouble. JJ said, my cousins, brother and sister, are married to a brother and sisters.
Okay.
So now they're all mates together. That must be interesting. wrap my head around it. I like it, though.
Yeah, it's not bad, because then at least you don't have to worry too much about family gatherings, who knows who. But then, obviously, then, are your kids cousins, or are they brothers, or are they distant? It gets
weird. In-laws circle is small, my bro.
I would say the code is literally just a excuse not to go ahead with it, because I ignored the code. My brother hated it that his friends always wanted to visit him for me, and then when he made a new friend 12 years ago, I ignored everything, all the fights me and my brother had, stole the number, visited his friend, and now 12 years later, happily married, despite the code.
There we go, Shalini. So there's a good story about the code.
But the thing is, you had to wait for the right one.
Yeah.
Because clearly there were others who were interested, and then...
Exactly.
And then you had to find the one who was serious
if
about
you. If it
was
one of the other ones, Shalini, you'd be rocking up at Bri's, and your brother would still saying, "See, I told you so." Nobody likes that. 084-850-0942 this afternoon. Is the code even a real thing?